Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
each week, this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini join us with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment to talk about various issues tied to your marriage relationship. So thanks for coming back, you two. Always good to have you.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Good morning.
So how often do you encounter couples who don't necessarily know what the target is when it comes to a healthy marriage?
I think probably, I have never done the research on this, but I would say I bet 75% at a conference. So often people come up to us and say, oh my goodness, I had no idea what this marriage relationship should look like. And or, oh my goodness, I've never had the tools to make this marriage work.
Yeah, in fact, I can think of times early on in my marriage where Sarah and I would have an argument about something. I found out another couple had the same type of argument, and I was just this huge sense of relief. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay, so, well, that's normal then.
Yes.
We're normal.
I still feel that sometimes. You know, like you need that other relationships to constantly remind you this is normal. Because, yeah, you start feeling, or Len will tell me a lot, like, I don't understand what we're going through. And then he'll talk to another couple and be like, oh, I guess women do act that way.
So is that part of the secret, you two? Is it that we have to be connected to other married couples?
Oh, I think that's always a good thing, because I feel like there's accountability in those kinds of relationships to better our marriage. But I feel like, this concept, if you will, I think is not only good for marriage, but it's good really for any relationship, for family, for work, for ministry. And I take this from a quote. We've quoted it here New York Times. It's from Leslie Vernick. And she says that a healthy relationship is mutually caring, mutually honest, and mutually respectful. And I feel like if we took those three concepts right there and worked those through in our marriage, or if you're in a college situation and you have a dorm roommate, be mutually caring, mutually honest, and mutually respectful, and see what happens to the relationship in terms of being a solid, growing, healthy relationship.
Okay, so let's take those even one at a time, perhaps. What's the first one again? It's a mutually caring relationship?
Yes, mutually caring. And I feel like that is just, you know, caring about what each other thinks, caring about how did we grow up. You know, we have various backgrounds for each of us in a marriage. We have, different vocational backgrounds that come into then one marriage. And, you know, how are we going to care for each other through those things? How about caring for each other through illness? We could probably have a whole list of different things, but mutually caring for one another. That means I'm not doing, if you will, not that we keep track of this, but we do this 100%, 100%. I care for Joe as much as I possibly can, more than any other human being will or would. And he should be doing the same for me. And if we're caring in that way, how would a relationship not blossom under that?
Yeah, totally. What's the second one then again? Mutually which?
Honest.
Mutually honest. Yeah.
Okay.
And I would say this, let me just add this and say that, you know, you need all three of these qualities in your marriage to be healthy. And if you're missing one of them, you have an unhealthy marriage. And so talking about honesty would be things like, you know, if you are found to be guilty of chronically lying, not telling the full truth, you know, little white lies, they call them. Or you have some talking behind your back, your spouse's back. I mean, those are things that you have to build up your marriage on a strong foundation of honesty, where you can trust one another in every situation without worrying about somehow the truth being distorted or misrepresented in any way.
And I think another area where honesty comes in that I can struggle with is assuming that he knows what I'm feeling, or not being honest about my feelings, you know? And so it puts him at a disadvantage and makes it hard to connect and hard to deal with the issues. So, yeah,
exactly.
I like that honesty one.
Yes. And you know what, too? I really think with that, when we mentor with couples, one of the things that we say to them, we will not meet with you unless we put everything out on the table. if you're going to hide this and you're going to hide that, and then we come up later with this secret or this thing that you haven't brought up, then we aren't being totally honest with each other. I would even say as simply as, you know, are we hiding passwords from each other? Can I not get into my husband's phone if I just want to look something up? I want to just Google something. I can't use his phone. Like, is he going to hide the number, the codes from me? Those are the kinds of things that I just feel like if we're married and we really want to be honest with each other, this should just be an open door policy of, you know, I'm not hiding anything. Now, if he's working for some secret, the FBI or something, maybe I'm not going to have access to his phone. But in this particular situation, I would think that doesn't apply to most people.
Right.
I hope not. Yeah. And don't make it up. If you don't actually work for the FBI, obviously you can't use that excuse. So we need to be mutually caring, mutually honest, and mutually
respectful.
Okay. Explain that one.
Respectful. Yeah, I think this is a point where you make sure that you are honoring each other by holding each other up when you're in conversations, and you are definitely demonstrating to one another that this is the most important person in my life. I want to make this person a priority in my life. And, you know, one of the goals, I think, of a healthy marriage is to prioritize your marriage and your family and bringing balance to your schedule of activities that you have in your life. And one little benchmark I use, Brian and Janelle, that helps me to keep this one in order, in fact, all three of these qualities in place, is a little saying, and it goes like this. It goes, priority is a reflection of loyalty. Hmm. Priority is a reflection of loyalty.
Yeah.
If you look at it, wouldn't take long to find out where someone's priorities are. So, I mean, all we need to do is check their schedule, check their checkbook, or check their credit card statements, and you find out where someone's priorities lie. And clearly, if we are being loyal to one another, that should also be reflected in our schedule as well. And of course, the ultimate example we can give, of course, is this saying definitely applies when it comes to our relationship with the Lord. You know, if the Lord is a priority of our life, then that should be reflected in our lifestyle and the things that we do with our time. And that will definitely have an overflow effect and impact in our marriages as well. And I'll just say this. I mean, if we can get our priorities with the Lord right first, then we'll have the right attitude and the right approach in terms of prioritizing our marriages and our families.
Right. Yeah. It's 7:22, yeah. Almost time to say goodbye here. Cindy Farini, any final thoughts for us on this issue of finding a healthy marriage?
Well, you know, I feel like there's a point where every single marriage should be contemplating whether or not they're healthy based upon just a statement that we said, and I'll just repeat it very quickly. A healthy relationship is mutually caring, mutually honest, and mutually respectful. I think a key word there is mutually. And so some couples, you know, may find themselves after they hear what we've shared here thinking, oh my goodness, should we get mentored? Should we get counseled? And I would just like to say that they can go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook, and at 9 o'clock today, we'll have a page from our website that's posting, and it's going to show sort of the soft marriage issues, if you will, like maybe disappointment in marriage. It might be helpful to have a mentoring situation or a little bit of a disappointed or discouraged relationship. But that's mentoring. But if you have a dysfunctional relationship, then I think you probably should go for counseling. And we have those kinds of issues, the soft issues versus the hard issues. Hard issues. What are those things that should sort of be a flag raised to say, you know, go get a mentor, go get a little bit of help, or go get counseling because it's really needed.
And we say counseling, but if for a couple, Len and I go to an older couple that we've been friends with for a couple of decades. So would you count that too? Unless you have more serious issues. Is that a good way?
I think that would be more mentoring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that's great. I think every couple should have a mentor. Not that you have to meet every week or anything like that, but that you could go to. We have numerous couples that come to us and just say, hey, could I run this by you? And that's what I think is important, you know, having that kind of a person in our lives. And that's where I say maybe at some point in your marriage, you're both going through some disappointment in some decision making, or maybe a little bit of discouragement. You're not seeing things the same way. You know, you're not seeing eye to eye. Gosh, a mentor would be just perfect. But if there's issues, hard issues like abuse, addictions, pornography, unfaithfulness, lack of sexual intimacy, those are things that I think should be considered to have counseling and really get you through to where then you can say, you know what, a mentor would be great. And sometimes a mentor is just a dear friend who's going to come alongside you and walk you through some of those discouraging times.
Well, 7:25, time for us to say goodbye, but thanks again to Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters for helping us look at a healthy marriage this week. Again, search for My Marriage Matters on Facebook or joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. Thanks, you two. Always appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Have a good day.